The Hideout Council discussed an agreement for a project that Brock Bank is now calling Silver Meadows. At Wednesday's meeting, the council will consider a vote on annexing some 350 acres owned by Mayflower Stifting in the Richardson Flat area. A second vote would authorize the mayor to enter into the MDA with Brock Bank. The draft prepared by Brock Bank and his attorney Bruce Baird includes some 600 residential units, including cottages, condos, and apartments. That would include 480 market-rate units and 120 units of affordable housing. Baird was asked how they settled on 600 units for the density.
And 600 is what's needed to drive the things that the city wants out of this, like all the dedications that the city wants, which were being donated now as opposed to dedicated for sale. Like schools are normally sold. They're not given. Town centers and police facilities are normally sold, they're not given. The town has asked for goodies, and goodies cost the need for the developer to make a profit pencil. That's why the number is what it is, because that's the number it takes to pencil the project.
The draft plan calls for 95,000 square feet of commercial. A major site would be a grocery store. Beyond that, no more than 25% of the commercial would consist of chain stores. The town center would include a 3-acre site that could be a location for a police or a fire station or a possible town hall. A site of 8.5 acres would be the possible site for a school. Council members also discussed how commercial development will be phased in conjunction with the residential. Since the development area is near Richardson Flat, another item concerns the oversight testing and possible remediation of any heavy metals. Attorney Baird said that Brock Bank is taking on more legal exposure there than anyone. Another topic involves the road connections from the project. The town center is bisected by Richardson Flat Road, which connects at the east end to the Browns Canyon intersection and at the west end to Highway 248 near the entry to Part City. But Hideout Council Member Jerry Dwinell said he wants to make sure they have two roads that are planned to connect north to Highway 248. However, Baird and Brock Bank said it's unfair to make them commit to those road connections. They say they can't control whether Summit County will allow the road lengths.
We don't control the ability of Summit County to allow the connection of that road. So you're swapping one gun at Nate's Head, which is the annexation itself, to another gun, which is approval at the road. You simply just can't give Summit County a gun to shoot him because, to put it bluntly, Summit County has shown that they don't care about fairness and reasonableness, et cetera. And they can quote me that in their next lawsuit.
Attorney Bruce Baird. Finally, one provision deals with the applicant's proposal for a hiking and biking chairlift that would connect from the town center up to the top of what they call Richardson Peak. The draft says that if both parties agree that the chairlift is not feasible, or if a better public option can be found, Brock Bank will contribute up to $400,000 for a plan acceptable to both sides. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.